Chapters.
The Fox City Score Chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm here this morning with Terry Pinch. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Pat. How are you today?
I'm good. Sunny Saturday. It's always good. And we're here this morning with an old friend that may be familiar to listeners. good morning, Tony Bush.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing fine. It's good to see the sun.
Yes, it is.
It's been kind of a wet, cloudy week.
Yes, it is.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So we're going to talk a little bit this morning about you spent a lot of years as a host of this program, but you've also had a business going on the side that you did for a lot of years, and it revolves around cash flow management. And we'd like to talk about that this morning. So can you maybe just fill us in briefly on what your background was, how you got involved in this, and tell
us? Sure, absolutely. About 1973, I started a banking career, which concluded in 2003. And during that career, I had the really great opportunity to meet a lot of business people, made a lot of business loans. I became the president of a community bank. And in 2003, when I left the banking business, I didn't quite figure out yet what I wanted to do when I grow up. So at that time, I decided to start Priora Cash Flow Management. And Priora is a Latin word meaning priority, which cash flow is in a company. And I wanted to help business owners to understand the importance and the value of budgeting and managing cash flow, understanding what their pricing was, and then applying that literacy to their business so that they could go to manage the banking relationship and not be managed by it. And the end result of all of that was to sleep better at night knowing your business is successful.
And did you expect that you would be at this point in your life 15 years later?
No, it was a typical entrepreneurial experience. Someone starts out with a vision of what they want to do. And in that first year, I was just going to be a consultant, and I had a few clients. At the end of the year, I evaluated how it went, and I realized that if the business clients were going to really benefit from what I was teaching them and guiding them with during the engagement gig, they needed to have a template or a tool to be able to record their budget, performance, actual budget, and so on, compare those every month so that they could make a difference in their company. But I didn't have a tool, so I knew I needed to prepare one or build one. And that's what gave birth to my system called Priora Business, which is an Excel-based program that allows the business owner to budget cash flow for each of the 12 months and compare actuals to the month for the month and year-to-date throughout the year. And they can go to another part of the program and figure out how many widgets do I have to sell at what price to make what profit. So they can break down, if I'm going to open a coffee shop, how many cups of coffee do I have to sell at what price to be able to make my loan payment. It's very powerful.
Yeah, it is, and I've used it, and I've experienced with it and everything. So what was it that you were seeing at that point when you started your business that said, you know, there's a need here, there's something I can contribute, and I'm going to go forward and do this?
Sure. That's a great question, because during my banking career and when I was doing the first year of my company, Priora, I had noticed that a lot of business owners would come in and they want to borrow money from the bank for a piece of equipment or a line of credit. I need a $100,000 line of credit. Great. We'd be happy to make you $100,000. Every bank is happy to make a $100,000 loan. How did you arrive at $100,000? Well, my dad told me I needed that much money. Did you do a budget? No. I have an idea what I'm going to do. So it was... A lot of business people are so good at what they do, they just don't understand the business side of it. How do you budget and manage their cash flow? Am I going to have enough cash to make my loan payments, to cover the other obligate, to make a payment, to take a salary out for myself? Those are the important things business owners need to understand. And that occurred to me during my banking career, but especially during that first year where I was running my own company, working with clients one-on-one.
So is there a difference between net profit and cash flow?
I am so glad you asked, Pat. That's a great question. I'd like to take that and say, when I speak to groups about this topic, I usually open with, cash flow generates profit. Profit does not always generate cash flow. And I can give you an example of that, because business owners will make a $50,000 profit for the whole year on their income statement. They look in their checking account, and there's only $13,000 there. So where did the $37,000 go? It's cash flow. And if they don't budget and manage their cash flow every month, they won't know where the $37,000 went.
And that's what you're doing, is to help them figure out, to understand what that difference is and how that cash is actually flowing through their business.
People can have cash flow in their companies without having a profit.
Yes.
Now, that's kind of weird to say that, but if the business owner understands that, they'll be much more successful. I always look at profit as a tax-tainted cash flow number because it's not pure cash flow.
When a business is in growth mode, they're often not going to make a profit. But how do you work with them to ensure that they're managing cash flow? And can it be negative? Is it okay to have negative cash flow? Or should they be very concerned about that? So how do you help them grow through cash flow management?
That's really a good point, Terry. Businesses who put a budget together for the next 12 months are going to show at the end of each month if they have a positive or negative cash position for each of the 12 months. So they might have 4 months during the year that are negative cash flow. Could be $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, or $40,000 in any four months. Just doing that exercise tells the business owner, because they built in the growth of their sales side, new customers, and additional costs, that they have a negative cash flow for 4 months, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, and $40,000. But by knowing that, they can make arrangements with the bank to go to the bank and borrow money, maybe make a $60,000 or $70,000 loan to cover that potential $40,000 shortfall in that month. And then subsequent to that, because the loan is something that can be repaid on a monthly basis for $500 a month, they can see that they can afford to make that monthly payment. But your point is excellent. It takes money to grow a company, and a company can't always generate the cash flow to support the growth. By borrowing the money in a disciplined way and following how that works each month in their company, they can sleep better at night. So funding growth takes money, and they can do it by borrowing money. I encourage borrowing money, but manage it properly.
So why do you think you see so many problems or issues with cash flow? You know, like you said, there's a lot of people that are really good at what they do, and they may be really good. They understand the profit they've made, but they're not so strong in cash flow and understanding how that works.
Well, I think a lot of business owners, and I'm not talking just about the startup companies here. I'm talking about companies that might have sales of $5 or $10 million, been in business for 20 years. A lot of business owners, as we said earlier, they're very good at what they do. If it's landscaping, machine shop, a dentist, a chiropractor, they're good at what they do, but they really don't understand the cash flow. Why? It's foreign to them. They're intimidated by it. They hire a CPA or an accountant to take care of that for them. Their spouse takes care of that for them. And that's okay to have the resource. They really need to have someone to bounce those questions off of. But the disassociation of hiring someone to take care of the cash flow for the business owner is this. The business owner makes the decisions every day that impact the cash flow, not the accountant, not the spouse, not the partner. the business owner needs to get to the point in understanding cash flow where they can have an appreciation for how much of an impact will this decision have on my cash flow. So I ask my clients, how many decisions do you make a day? It's hundreds, little ones and big ones, but every decision has an impact on cash flow. So if they're budgeting every month and they're taking their QuickBooks system, their Sage, their accounting system, and they're showing what they actually did that month and year to date and compare that to the budget for the month and year to date, and they see the variances, they're going to correlate those variances to various decisions they made that previous month, and they're going to learn from that. It's like playing the piano. You have to play the piano, play that same song over and over again before it's a beautiful melody.
One of the things I've heard from several SCORE clients is when we're talking about business plans is they come back with, well, I've got to run the business. I don't have time to run that business plan and to put those numbers together. But when you start to talk about some of the choices they make in a business, how do you get them to think that the choice isn't just about your business? It ultimately shows up in the cash flow that is occurring as well.
Just about everything shows up in the numbers. Business owners are going to have numbers. There's the deposit at the bank. You're making sales. You have to pay taxes at the end of the year. You have to save enough money so you have enough money to pay the taxes, so you don't have to borrow money to pay the taxes. But the details are so critically important to the business owner that if they don't pay attention to this, if they don't say, I'm going to take the time to learn this or understand it, if they don't do that, they're going to take more time later on to have to catch up for the time they lost not paying attention to it every month.
As a follow-up, both you and Pat have experience in banking, and if you think back on that career, how often did you, what percentage of the time of people that came in for loans really didn't understand their cash flow and were people you probably couldn't give a loan to because they didn't or couldn't explain that cash flow?
More than half. A business loan officer should be saying no to the loan request more than they say yes, because we just can't fund every deal. So the business owner is, it's really incumbent upon them to understand the cash flow so they can enable the banker to be able to say yes. And on my website, manage your banking relationship, don't be managed by it, is a driving point of what I do for my clients. By educating them about their cash flow, helping them to apply their financial literacy to their company and go to 10 lenders and ask the lender for a proposal on how to fund the business plan. I'd like to say one more thing about the business plan. Business plans are 80% the numbers and the assumptions supporting why you used the numbers you used. Why did I make my payroll this each month? Why does it go up and down? Why is my marketing cost this every month? Explain everything in writing. That's 80% of your business plan. And when you get that, when you're finished with that, there's two ways to know it's done correctly. 2 and 2 is 4. That's obvious. But the more important point is, in your own gut, you know that your assumptions are very relevant right now. But as soon as you open your door, your business plan changed. A month later, it changed a little more. So you have to keep on, stay on top of it.
Great. Well, if you'd like to join a conversation with Tony, you can give us a call at 281-1150 or 886-887-1150. We'd love to have you on the conversation. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back after that. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. Our guest this morning is Tony Bush, and we're talking about prior cash flow management. And we've got a call online. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Have you got a question for Tony?
Well, just an observation. I've been a practicing CPA for a number of years, and I've worked with some small businesses and over the course of time. And so I just wanted to comment about how I think this program can be a help to those.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, that's beyond that, most small business owners can be overwhelmed by the detail that they're involved with. They need to be reminded, I think, that every transaction they do is ultimately a cash transaction. And with all that detail, it's hard to get your arms around it. From what I've seen of the cash management system, it allows the non-accountant to corral things in a logical, effective, and useful way to augment their accounting system, which can, record and summarize and the various transactions. Great tool, I think.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Thanks for calling in, Paul.
He's coming.
So, Tony, one thing that you talked about in the last segment that I'd like to talk about just a little bit is the fact that you referred to accountants, and often the accountant, the business owner, hires an accountant maybe primarily to do their taxes and things and keep their statements in order and things like that. But sometimes accountants don't look at cash flow the same way that a banker would look at it or that a business owner should either, right?
That sometimes happens, yep. And accountants are one of a team that every business owner should have, a team of advisors. The accountant, the attorney, a banker, and maybe a marketing person or an insurance agent. Those would be the team members every business owner should have at their resources, as resources to help that business owner with growth opportunities or dealing with challenges to the success of their company. Now, I would encourage business owners who are in business and want to be successful to always do a budget, project next year. Do not do that. And if you want to do it well, use prior business. But you should do a budget. And when you do the budget, sit down with your accountant and explain to your accountant what you're looking to achieve with that budget so the accountant can know what your goals and objectives are. If you send your accountant the monthly or quarterly financials, the accountant now has that bar or that metric to compare your performances to see if you're achieving the goals you discussed with him or her at the beginning of the year. The accountant is then better prepared and better informed to understand if you're on track or off track, on target, off target. And you got to the business owner's responsible for developing these relationships and articulating for the advisors what they're looking for.
Tony, when we meet with clients and recommend they talk to an accountant or lawyer, it's probably the first time you start to get the resistance in most of the meetings that you're in.
Yeah.
You talked about partnership. Could you talk a little bit about, first, why it's so important to have this team together? And secondly, how do you do it in a way that you can manage cash flow? Because that's what a lot of people are worried about. Why is it so important to do that?
It's important because the business owner, as we mentioned in the program earlier, and I know that SCORE does this all the time, business owners are usually very good at what they're doing, what their business is. It might be truck driving or landscaping or whatever it is. They're very good at it. But they're really not good in social media marketing. They're not good in accounting. They're not good in legal stuff. Should I sign this contract? Hey, Mrs. Attorney, I just signed this contract. What do you think? And Mrs. Attorney's going to say, I don't care. It doesn't matter what I think. You already signed it. So to answer your question, Terry, business owners need to be open to the idea that they need help to take advantage, recognize opportunities, take advantage of those opportunities, and recognize if there's an issue coming and developing, how to deal with it. Now, a lot of business owners freeze up when it's, hey, you should have an accountant, an attorney. Ka-ching, ka-ching, $100 an hour, $200 an hour. That's an expense to me. I don't want to spend that kind of money. That's unreasonable. Well, there's a way to manage that relationship for the business owner. Call the attorney, call the accountant, and ask them, I'd like to come in and talk to you. I'm looking to change accountants, or I'm looking for a new accountant. Would you talk to me for an hour without charging me, just to see if we can, if you can help me? I'll tell you what I need. You tell me if you can help me. You shouldn't charge for that. But if there is a go-ahead and you do agree to use that accountant, then the accountant should let you know when he's on the clock all the time. But money is saved by having those preventative, helpful conversations with advisors like attorneys and accountants. Just a quick note, when it comes to business accounting or how your business is doing, check with your banker. They don't charge an hourly rate, and they probably have more than one landscaper in the bank portfolio, and they'll know how a good landscaper should be performing. Take the banker to lunch.
Okay. Good advice. So we're going to take another break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%. It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at wbd.org.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. We're talking to Tony Bush, and we're talking about cash flow. But before we go on, I want to talk a little bit about the Fox City Score chapter. We put the Biz Talk program on each week, and we want to tell you a little bit about ourselves. Our Score chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. We serve an 8-county area basically around those three cities. We have 50 volunteer mentors, each an expert in their own fields. We offer entrepreneurs a no-cost and confidential mentoring service. We have expertise in our group in areas such as IT, social marketing, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, cash flow again. We've got a lot of different things we can help you with. In order to register for a no-cost and confidential mentoring session or to learn more about the Fox City Score Chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the Score Chapter can assist you with starting and or growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for no cost for a confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to SCORE. Within a few days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, SCORE is a no-cost, and it offers experts who can offer you assistance in many different areas of your business that you may need assistance in. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. There are about 305 chapters in the United States, and we recently found out that we ranked in the top 25.
Hoo-yah!
Yeah, hoo-yah. That's it. Based on client surveys. So that was really exciting. We're really proud of that. And
the governor gave us a commendation for that.
Yes, he did. So we're very proud of that, and hopefully it attests to the quality of what we're doing. And then finally, the Fox City Score Chapter is looking for someone to help us with administrative help. If you or someone you know is interested, contact us at score.foxcities@scorevolunteer.org. And then, Terry, you want to talk a little bit?
Just want to mention our lender outreach program that we've put in place. It works, fits very well in the discussion we're having today. Tony mentioned earlier that a banker really is normally saying no to more than 50% of the loan requests that come in. And one of the reasons that's happening is because that person requesting the loan hasn't done a good business plan or hasn't got the assumptions down that the banker really wants to see. Well, at SCORE, we're now working with local bankers, and actually Tony's leading this effort for SCORE, and putting a program in place where hopefully we can get work with the bankers for those customers that need help with business plans, that they can sit down and talk with a SCORE client. Because, again, business plans are critical when you're coming for a loan, and it frightens, quite frankly, a lot of people coming in and setting up their business. It shouldn't, but it is something that's very different. So as Tony mentioned, they're very good at landscaping. They're very good at what they do. But putting together financials, putting together assumptions is really tough. So coming to SCORE through this lender outreach program is meant to really help businesses. And so, again, Tony's been leading that, but wanted to throw that pitch in there and have Tony talk a little bit more about it too.
Sure. Thanks, Terry. It is a worthwhile effort by the SCORE chapter. Kathleen Wall and our Oshkosh office is working with me on putting this program together. And we've recruited about probably between the two of us, maybe seven lenders now on kind of a pilot program to make the lender aware of all the things that SCORE can do for a business owner so that the business lender would be willing to share with their client base that SCORE can be a wonderful resource to help a startup business or an existing business become successful and have a healthy banking relationship. And it really goes to the foundation of SCORE, because way back about 50-some years, 64 or something, I think, SBA started SCORE. And they started SCORE because too many SBA-guaranteed loan borrowers were failing. And they didn't not want to make loans to the business owners, but they thought, how can we help create more successes? And at that time, the SBA administrator determined that, why don't we get some retired folks, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, that's exactly the acronym SCORE was at the time, to volunteer their time around the country, 300-plus chapters now, 10,000, 12,000 volunteers around the country who do this every day. So it's become a very substantial resource for business owners, and as Pat mentioned, no cost. And it's for the life of your business. It isn't just to get the business plan going. It's also to help apply the business plan. So, for example, I might get involved with helping a business plan, but then the business owner wants to market. That'd bring Terry in to help with the Google Your Business Online program, which SCORE can offer a lot of assistance to business owners to do some digital marketing and social media marketing to get the word out on their business. The lender outreach program is going to be a good program. I don't think anybody's going to lose. The lenders are going to benefit, and a lot of business owners will benefit, and SCORE will benefit from greater awareness in the community.
So how will a business owner, how could a business owner do a better job or work better with their banker, form that a tighter relationship that will help them?
Yep. I think that's a great question. Everyone's different. Every borrower has a different personality, and the lenders have personalities. Everybody's people. We're all human. But I think the business owner, and as Terry mentioned earlier, it all comes down to the numbers. If the business owner can understand what it is, what's required to generate the revenues in their company and what the costs are to generate the revenues, hopefully with some money left over for a profit and excess cash flow, if they know that, then they can go to the lending institution, talk to the loan officer and say, here's how my business operates. But they can only do that effectively with a loan officer if the lending institution has a philosophy of being a relationship lender. Too many lenders today, and it happens online with online lenders, it's just a transaction. You never meet the loan officer. They never meet you. and a long forgotten but never irrelevant concept in lending money is know your borrower. If I know Pat Lowney and he has a great skill, but he just doesn't have the credit availability, the money right now, but I know he's going to succeed at it because I know who he is. I know what he's made of. I've seen him operate. I'm going to make him that loan. And I know you're going to pay me back. A lot of folks don't know this, but that's pretty much how John Bergstrom became so successful. Mm-hmm. Gus Silke was a banker in the Valley here. Some of the older folks will remember Gus Silke. He made loans on a handshake. He knew his borrower. Now, in today's highly regulated banking world, it's not that easy. But you can still get to the point where that relationship is valuable and will make a difference for the borrower.
And it's good for both the banker
yes.
and the borrower.
Absolutely.
Both need to know each other.
Absolutely.
And it also then, part of the thing with cash flow, understanding your cash flows, when you do go in to meet with your banker, you need to be prepared too so that you understand your business. You can tell that story. You can tell truthfully, you know, what your maybe isn't working quite as well as you'd like it
right.
to, and maybe what you expect is going to, you know, go better than you
yes.
are able to show.
With a well-prepared budget, all the numbers add up 2 to 2 and 2 is 4, and you have the written assumptions explaining why you're using those numbers, a couple things happen. The business lender can ask you questions about your business plan, and you're going to be able to defend it. You'll be able to promote it, and that's very strong indication to the business lender that you know how your decisions are going to create the cash flow, and cash flow is how he wants to be repaid. The bank wants to be repaid. That's so critically important. Another really important thing about banking is when a business owner needs money from the bank, I recommend they do this. Prepare your business plan, make 10 copies, take it to 10 different lenders, at least 5 or more, 5 to 10. And you walk in and you say, hey, Terry, thanks for seeing me today. I appreciate the time. As we talked about on the phone, I'm dropping off my business plan. I kind of gave you an overview of what my business is all about, my needs. Everything's in the plan. What I'd like you to do is review my business plan and give me a proposal on how you can fund my business plan. And then I need to zip it, wait for the lender to respond. And they'll say, yes, I'd love to look at that business plan. Thank you for the opportunity. Well, the who, Terry, the lender's going to do the review of the business plan, the what, but now we need the when. So, Terry, when do you think you can get back to me at least with an indication of whether you like the plan or what the next step might be? 2 weeks. The who, the what, and the when. As a business owner, I'm managing the banking relationship and not being managed by it. And I'm creating competition. So out of the 10 lenders, 4 might decline me, 6 might come back with a proposal. Now I've created competition. I'm in a better position to negotiate a deal with the bank.
We've got a call on the line. Rick,
sure.
Are you there?
I am here.
Do you have a question for Tony?
Morning, Rick.
I do. What does a cash flow statement conversation look like? You know, what does it sound like? I'm not sure. You know, I know, you know, you can talk about days outstanding, things like that, but I've never really heard what a cash flow conversation, a good one or a bad one, would sound like. I'm wondering if you could give us an example.
Sure, be happy to. So let's.
Thank you.
You bet, Rick. Thanks for the question. It's a good one.
You bet. I'm going to hang up.
Okay. The business owner goes to the bank and is looking for a loan. Cash flow comes up, but it usually starts with profit. The banker's going to say, oh, you're showing a nice profit in your projections. And I've seen it too often where the profit is in the projections and the business lender says, Terry, you show me a $50,000 profit. Next year we can do that loan. So you show a $55,000 profit. And the banker says, we can't do the loan. But you told me if I showed a profit, but your cash flow is not sufficient. But you didn't tell me cash flow. So in order to avoid the ships passing in the night conundrum that happens too often, the business owner needs to take it upon themselves to understand the value and importance of cash flow. So cash flow is your sales minus all of your expenditures in your company, everything, income taxes, interest expense, everything, even the loan payment, the principal portion. The principal portion of a loan payment is not a tax deduction. it comes out of the profit of the company. So you take the profit of the company, add back interest expense, add back depreciation expense. So you take profit plus depreciation plus interest, and you have $50,000. What's your annual debt service? Annual debt service is $25,000, principal and interest. Okay? If you have $50,000 available, you get $25,000 of debt service, you have a 2-to-1 debt coverage ratio. Minimum is 1.25 times. So if you have a $50,000 cash availability for debt service with your profit, depreciation, interest expense, and there are other things added to it, but that's the basic, and you have a $40,000 debt service, now you have a 1.2 times debt coverage ratio. So the comfort level is 1.25 times for most lenders.
And that's something that you can work with a business owner and help them work through and understand if they're a little fuzzy on that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the more informed the business owner is about what makes up that cash flow, the more relaxed the lender is that they're making a safer loan. There's not as much risk of not being repaid.
One of the discussions you'll have or a business will have on cash flow is when their variable rate loan goes up. Can you talk about variable versus fixed rates and how people should manage that and the conversation?
Absolutely. Debt is the biggest burden a company can have on its cash flow, other than a crazy owner who just takes a lot of money out of the company for stupid reasons. Debt is the biggest burden, right? So debt is driven by the interest rate. If we're taking out debt, we want to take out a fixed interest rate where the rate's not going to change. My annual revenues will hopefully go up every year and my cash flow improves. So the debt payment becomes a smaller percentage of growing revenue. When you have a floating rate of interest, there's a risk. And the rates usually float with the prime interest rate, which is usually published in the Wall Street Journal. That's the basis for SBA-guaranteed floating rate loans. The danger now for a floating rate loan is we're in an uptick on interest rates. I lived through 1980-81, as Pat did, and you were saying, Terry, you were just graduating college in 1982, so you're just a kid. But those interest rates are scary when you go to 21%. How does a company cope with that? It's very, very difficult. So if you're going to take out a loan at the bank, do not take out a floating rate loan without a cap on it. You can negotiate a ceiling and a floor. So today's prime is 4.75. 2.75 is the maximum floating rate percentage SBA will allow on their larger loans, which is 7.5%. If you do a floating rate with no cap, you could end up at 12, 15, 20%. Who knows where prime is going to go? But if you put a cap of 9 or 10 on it, or 11 or 12, you're not going to go any higher. Then you can take your cash flow and your projections, and you can say, I can support a 12% interest rate. I can sleep better tonight. I'm good. So that's the difference between a floating rate and a fixed rate. And always take the longest amortization you can take on a loan. If the banker says, I'll give you 7 or 10 or 15-year AM, take 15. Don't even think about it. Take 15, the longest you can get. Because the monthly payment, the required monthly payment is less, but you can convert that 15-year loan to a 7-year loan by just by making a larger payment every month. That's your decision.
And you have a calculator on your website that will help a person actually kind of do what ifs with this, and they can go in and actually start to, you know, what happens if my rate goes from 7.5% to 9% to 11%?
That's true, Pat, and I'd like to make a little promotional giveaway here. If anybody wants to email me at tony@prioracfm.com, tony@prioracfm.com, and just mention the show today, I will send you a free formula on how to consolidate an infinite number of loans two different ways to maximize your cash flow.
What was that website again?
PrioraCFM.com.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Pat.
Okay, we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHPY.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting.
especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
So you have a new addition to your family, or you found that house that you've fallen in love with, or you're getting engaged to the love of your life, or planning a retirement that changes your lifestyle. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, plus checking, savings, and mobile account access that works for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's the camper that gives your family freedom to travel, or the new car that gives you peace of mind, the convenience of managing your money on your phone, or the security of growing your money locally. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, free and easy mobile services, plus checking and savings accounts that work for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
We're back, and before we go back to Tony, I'd like to take a minute and thank our sponsors. We couldn't do this show each week without them, so we thank Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, Wisconsin Business Development Corporation, WBD, and we also want to thank Kendale Marketing. They keep our website up to date. That's biztalkwithscore.com. And find the Business News, which publishes all of the relevant business news in Northeast Wisconsin. Thank you to all for sponsoring us. So, Tony, what you got any last thoughts before we conclude for the day?
Well, I think one of the things that I would like business owners to consider when they're going into business, as Terry mentioned earlier, a business plan is like a big pain in the butt. Who wants to write a business plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind that there's a huge return for the time you invest in a business plan. Don't try to tackle it alone. Contact SCORE. SCORE can give you some inspiration, some insights, a lot of knowledge to help make it an easier project for you, the business owner. Remember what your dad used to tell you? You only get out of it what you put into it. Well, a business plan, in a way, in its own cruel, natural way, is a vetting process. If a business owner is considering starting a business, but it's too much work to do a business plan, or the owner doesn't have the stick-to-itiveness to get all the details put together, that owner's not going to make a good business owner, because it's a vetting process for what's to come. And so a business owner has to be aware of opportunities coming down the road and recognizing them as that, or is that a threat coming down the road? And it's a constant learning journey. You're always learning when you open up your own business. It's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding. The only boss you have is every customer coming in the door. That's yep. easy to deal with. But it's a very gratifying experience. I wish I had, in a way, I wish I'd have started my company earlier than I did, but looking back on it, I wasn't ready to start my company until I did. But I knew I had the itch and I had to go scratch it. 15 years later, I'm having a ball. And just as a personal thing, I've created a retirement activity for me. What I do, I can take anywhere in the country and have clients around the country in different states.
And I'd like to say, as a person who's worked with you for over 10 years, you were instrumental in setting up my commercial lending department. And I think one of the really great talents you have is you're a great mentor.
Thanks.
So you don't just come in as a consultant and do the job and hand me a report. You actually took me down some of the dark alleys and the hard work of saying, you know, what are you learning here and why would you do it this way? And I think that's really critical.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, I work real hard to teach people to understand what they're trying to accomplish. Many times business owners want to accomplish something, but they don't know how to articulate it. So we talk, and then they find out how to articulate it. Sometimes it scares the gajibbers out of them, and sometimes they say, I can do this. But either way, it's the right decision.
Yeah, and they learn something, too, along the way.
They learn something. Everybody learns, yep.
Okay. So actually, the nice thing about that was Tony was the one who came up with the biz tip concept, so it's really important that he has to face it once after he put everybody through that. So it's good to see. But I wanted to thank you, Tony, for me coming in to score.
Welcome.
Learning what this was all about, I'd been in a large business, and I knew how to present in front of groups and deal with issues of a larger company. But learning very quickly with a client, actually, of Pat's that he brought me in on, and then we brought Tony in on, it was a great learning experience. And so I would throw out there, too, and mention again how important it is to have a mentor as a small business, not just from SCORE, but you need somebody else to help you and talk to you as you do your work. And so building that team, getting a good mentor is really, really important. And that's a role Tony's filled for many of us.
Thank you very much, Terry. With my Priora clients, I try very hard to get them up to speed and move on.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Tony, for joining us this morning. It's been very helpful and enlightening. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.